It is difficult to convict a heroin dealer of involuntary manslaughter in the death of an addict. Only four in Hamilton County have faced that charge in a year and a half. But a different charge, corrupting another with drugs, is more promising. This comes into play when the user is brought back to life with the drug Narcan and can identify the dealer. Assistant Prosecutor Seth Teeger says that charge carries 2 to 8 years in jail and there's no probation.
It's all kind of new and these are kind of making their way through the system. So I know I've got one pending now that's set for trial and there's a few in the pipeline. So they're out there.
Teeger is the prosecutor's office liaison with the county's heroin coalition. He works with Newtown Chief Tom Sinan, who says drug dealers are starting to get the message.
And if they think, if I can get attached to someone who dies and they can come back and get me and charge me with a serious crime, maybe I'll think twice about putting fentanyl in there. Maybe I'll think twice about actually selling that heroin.
The arrest rate in heroin death investigations is up to 17% and 44% in non-death investigations. Sergeant Mike Steers.
We're not going to be able to quantify that with numbers. But when you're able to go to a family member, a mother or a father, and say that we were able to identify the person that contributed to your son or daughter's death, that's a measurable success right there.
In addition, local Representative Jonathan Deaver has introduced a bill in the Ohio House which would create a separate drug manslaughter charge. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.